The legal fight over St. Isidore is moving to the nation's highest court. A new governing body is taking control of developing a historic Tulsa neighborhood, and family members bought renowned athlete Jim Thorpe's former home in Yale. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, July 30th. I'm Deborah Shar. The statewide charter school board is hoping to take the lawsuit against the nation's first publicly funded religious school to the U.S. Supreme Court. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the attorney general is calling the board's move blatant hostility towards religious liberty.
In June, the Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled the contract of St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual Charter School was unconstitutional, siding with Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond, who brought the case. It ordered the statewide virtual charter school board to rescind St. Isidore's contract, but the board failed to do that. The statewide charter school board took over the duties of the preceding board when it dissolved. At its Tuesday meeting, that board voted to appeal the decision of the state Supreme Court to the U.S. Supreme Court and tabled the agenda item to act on rescinding St. Isidore's contract until after the case concludes. Chair Brian Shellam argued the board may not be able to retain its legal standing in the potential Supreme Court case if it were to rescind the contract. The move conflicts with a directive from Drummond, who told the board earlier this month his office would serve as the board's legal counsel and follow the order to rescind the contract. The board voted to refuse that counsel and retain its own. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The OKC City Council won't be calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, at least not in the immediate future. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anusha Fathe-Pure has more on the contentious resolution that came before council today.
The resolution condemned anti-Semitic, anti-Palestinian, Islamophobic, xenophobic rhetoric and attacks. Council members Nikki Nice and Joe Beth Hammond requested it after receiving calls from their constituents. Councilmember Mark Stonecipher motioned to postpone the resolution indefinitely, essentially killing it. But before voting, Mayor David Holt allowed public comment. Audrey Hendricks is a Ward 8 resident who spoke in favor of the resolution.
This proposal is not radical. It is simply a statement that Oklahoma City stands against violence. Oklahomans stand against violence towards children, mothers, fathers, and grandparents, regardless of where they are from.
The motion to table the measure passed 6-3. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anusha Fathe-Pure.
A section of North Tulsa will soon have a governing body to make real estate decisions. We get details from Ben Abrams with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
On Thursday, the city announced $2 million had been approved to fund the creation of a community development corporation in part of Greenwood. The corporation will oversee a 56-acre publicly owned plot of land in North Tulsa. Jonathan Butler is with Partner Tulsa, the city's economic development body.
The goal of this CDC is really to be the decision maker, the steward of the land. They make the determinations about what will happen on the property.
A Greenwood CDC is part of the city's Kirkpatrick Heights Greenwood Master Plan, an initiative to redevelop sections of the historic neighborhood. In addition to the recent $2 million, voters approved another $5 million as part of the Improve Our Tulsa tax package. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
Former Olympic athlete Jim Thorpe's historical home is back in his family's hands. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Kate Kelly has that story.
The Oklahoma Historical Society has sold Jim Thorpe's former home to his grandchildren through the Thorpe Family Foundation. The home is located in Yale, and Thorpe lived there from 1917 to 1923. Thorpe was a famous multi-sport Oklahoman athlete and a member of the Sac and Fox Nation. Thorpe was the first Native American to win an Olympic gold medal. He won two gold medals in the 1912 Summer Olympics, one for the classic pentathlon and one for the decathlon. Though his medals were revoked for breaking the amateur competitor rules of the time, they were eventually restored to him after his death. This year, President Joe Biden awarded Thorpe the Presidential Medal of Freedom. In Oklahoma City, I'm Kate Kelly.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. And on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast, I'm Deborah Shar.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave Podcast from NPR.